Good morning. Is anyone on?
Hi, Nancy.
Morning. How are you?
Oh, going nuts.
Are you ready for the hurricane up there?
Oh, I know, huh? I know.
Oh, it doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't. Not at all. Not at all. Not at all.
How close are you to the ocean?
Well, we're maybe about 45 minutes.
Not that that makes that much of a difference.
No, I don't think so. That's the way it... Ah, goodness. What can you do? You know?
Yeah.
We're supposed to be traveling, and I don't know. I don't think we're going to be doing much traveling. I don't know. Everything's been kind of put in front of us, and it's almost like it's an omen, you know?
Well, it's interesting how the timing is so bad with this one, although I remember when I was in, you know, I lived in Atlantic City, and I'm sure there were many times that we got tail ends for Labor Day. I remember when I was supposed to go leave for college my freshman year, we had half the boardwalk in our yard. So, unfortunately, Mother Nature doesn't choose what weekend to do it.
I don't know why not.
If she does, I don't know.
Oh,
good. Yeah. Somebody else came on? Guess not. So what else is going on up there, Dottie?
Nothing much. My sister and brother-in-law are still here from Florida. They're leaving on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
To go to their daughters in Delaware.
Daddy has arrived.
So they're going to follow the hurricane in the opposite direction.
I know. Yeah. I hope it's okay, you know, hope they're doing okay. But they can stay, you know, they can stay a little longer if they wanted to, so it's not like we're kicking them out, you know.
So they drove up and they're driving back, huh?
Yeah, well, they took the Amtrak halfway,
right.
And then they got their car, and then they're driving back. So they're going to visit their daughter in Delaware, so.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Very little.
Has arrived.
Somebody else just came on.
Good morning.
How are you, Mary Lou?
Okay.
And I heard Betty.
Yes, good morning, Nancy.
How are you?
I'm good.
Somebody's dog is barking?
Oh, that would be mine. That's why I usually am on mute.
Well, that's why the dog knows you're on the phone.
Absolutely.
They're like little kids.
For sure.
Uh-huh. Anyone have any questions, thoughts, or concerns?
I want to tell you thank you for sending me your emails.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm still far behind on it, but I'm still working on it.
One of these days I'm going to take the big step and stop using SBC and change my email address. You guys will be notified.
Well, let me tell you something. You know, I've gone through it for 2 or 3 years. And I finally found out I had a young man come over and help me some with my computer because I'm still having, I don't know what to do with what. Anyway, I found out, because see, I had SBC. And when most of the time when I was sending out something, it would say SBC. But if you go up there to the top on a bar where it's listing that, you can click on it. And see, they told me that within just a short period of time, I didn't have but 60 days or something to get my stuff off, and then the AT&T would totally leave me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that wasn't so. And so, well, the...
Has arrived.
And you
go up there and what?
On it, and so when you go to the top there where it's saying SBC,
mm-hmm.
you get another, if you have another one, if you're using Yahoo or something else, you can click on that, and whenever you send the email out, it won't come from SBC.
Mm-hmm.
But they keep it on, he told me, because this way they give some more, you know, people, if they send it, well, you know how they take up your email addresses, so anyway.
So they never do take it away?
Well, they haven't for me, and it's been over a year.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the good news, bad news, because then, unless you have some kind of a lock on it, anybody can get into it.
That's right.
That's not good.
So that's why that, you know, I would keep telling you all my email address was mlrm.net, but I wasn't getting anything. Everything that I get would come through this, would be SBC.
So what's mine coming through to you under, do you remember?
I think it's still SBC.
Well, if you want to send me the new one, go ahead, and I'll change it.
Well, it's see, what I'm saying is I've got to.
I've got to manually go
up there.
But that means you have to check two email addresses.
That's right.
I don't want to do that. I mean, believe me, I have enough to check with one.
I know.
Although I'm separating Marty's business now with everything else of mine. I finally am going to give any of his business clients, because he doesn't check his at all, but I'm going to give his business clients a separate email address under the Gmail.
I think that's smart.
Yeah.
So that's what I've tried to do,
mm-hmm.
but it hadn't always worked out. But this was so slow, and finally this young man explained that to me, and I don't know that I can explain it very well, but I'm going to have to start doing it, because he said, the reason you're still getting it are people. I said, I sent them my email address, or I sent them an email thinking they're going to pick up my address, but still it's coming at sbcglobal.net.
It depends on what email address they use.
Yep, so anyway.
Okay.
Good luck.
Anyone have any, wanted to report on, or at least talk about the points that we are thinking about these days, at least?
Good morning, Nancy. No,
Anita, how are you?
I don't want to report points.
Go ahead.
No, I said I don't want to report points.
No, okay. So that means that we're still having challenges. That's
right.
That's why we're here.
I got 4 hours of sleep out of 8, so.
Oh, that's not enough for most people, not me for sure. How are you, man? Why?
I don't know why. Usually, if I can't sleep, if I put my sleep mask on, then I'd go to sleep. And last night it didn't help any, so. So anyway, I should have gotten up and gone and done something, and I didn't. And
the mind was going?
Huh?
The mind was going?
It was going, yeah. The same thing happened to me. I was tired, and it was hurting. Went to bed earlier than I normally go and read some, and I think I took a cat nap or something around 10. And, I mean, then I was awake, way up until 2.
Mm.
And I'm like you, I did everything I could think of because...
Yeah.
I've done that for 2 nights, and it makes you tired.
It does.
But it's so annoying when it happens.
When ready, I finally got up and got a little cassette tape and put a little thing in there to try to just get my mind to stop running.
Have you ever tried counting? You can either count backwards or count backwards by fours or by sevens or something and just concentrate on the counting, and you'll be so bored that you will fall asleep.
Good, I'll try that.
I think backwards is easier. Start with like 400 or something. And I think backwards is better to do than forward.
Uh-huh. I bet it's more of a challenge on your brain.
It's arrived.
That works. I've done that numerous times when I couldn't get to sleep. That works.
I didn't try that, so.
And even just concentrating on your breath sometimes will get you more relaxed.
A lot of times if I get up and just make myself a list of all the things that have been running through my head, that's where I didn't do that last night. I should have, so.
Takes it away from your head.
Right, yeah.
Good idea. It's really annoying to me when I am turning and tossing all night. It just feels like such a waste of time.
It does.
And then you wake up and you're tired.
That's right.
You finally fall back to sleep an hour before you're getting up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone else want to talk about points at all?
Well, when y'all said
has arrived
the other day, I really realized it made me think that how bad off I am. And
that's not what we want to do with Mary Lou. You know what? Hold on.
I know it, but I started in on the positive. It made me start thinking when I started doing the journal again.
There you go. Hold
there
on.
I was.
Wait, hold on 1 second. I'm going to try and stop these. Interruptions with who's coming out
and
not even telling us. So wait 1 second, guys. You guys still there?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, hopefully that will stop those, whoever comes on. Journaling, still when I see anything on TV, that's generally one of the things they encourage you to do.
It sure is.
It's a real eye-opener, isn't it?
But my points were on that first day after they told me, and I looked at those, and I thought, well,
goodness, you're in the low range, but you got to improve.
There you go. It just brings awareness more to the fore.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you hear them talking about eating with awareness or with consciousness or whatever the term they're using, that you are just not randomly putting food in your mouth, which I do so often.
I do too. No better, but do that.
Mm-hmm. And it certainly isn't because of hunger. Or, I take that back, it is not because of physical hunger.
That's right.
Something I was watching last week mentioned three hungers, physical, emotional, and don't remember what program it was, and I'm sure I wrote it down. When I find it, I'll let you know, but there was a third one also. But, pardon me?
I said spiritual, maybe?
Nobody else saw it, huh?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. I don't remember. I can't remember which program it was. Either the doctor or Dr. Oz, and I can't remember.
I
underlined it, but anyway. Anyone have any thoughts about Labor Day Monday, what we're going to serve for Labor Day? How we're going to handle that one again?
Well, since we're not doing anything, I'll just do the usual. So.
Okay. It seems to have gotten here very quickly this year.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyone have any thoughts? Okay.
Well, I'm still trying to finish out my meatless, my week of meatless meals, so one of them might still end up being that.
Oh. And Dr. Oz, something last week, he had back a follow-up on someone that he had put on some kind of, you know, one of the programs for losing weight. And one of the maybe this was with the football grandmothers, I forget which one it was, but one of the suggestions was one dinner a week, eliminate. And so I brought this up at dinner Sunday night when Mindy was here, and she said, so what do you do for that meal? I said, nothing. Well, aren't you going to be hungry? She said, because I'm hungry by lunch. And I said, no, I said, actually, when we were in Maine, we learned that most people can do very well with just two meals a day. Your biggest meal would be breakfast, and your next meal would be a little bit smaller. And if you're having two meals a day, your snack of choice would be water. She didn't comment. I don't know whether she'll think about that one or not.
Well, when we do our smoothie, often we only have two regular meals beyond that. So that's not a full cut back, but it's considerably from what it would be if you were eating the meal.
Mm-hmm. The only thing with that, my immediate reaction is that you're not having your biggest meal at breakfast.
Well, we don't do it that much later, so our biggest meal can still be before noon, because usually we have it before noon.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, later, it's not the first thing in the morning, but it's not what we would consider lunch, because lunch doesn't normally come for us between 1 and 2 at the earliest.
Yeah. Something I'm just reading from Dr. Oz from last week, the week before, about sleep, you two guys. Plan for it. No large meal 2 to 3 hours before. An hour before, turn off all electronics. Sleep in dark and a cool room. Then they went on about three foods to remove from your diet. Hydrogenated fat, it poisons the liver. Enriched white flour, of course we know 100% whole wheat or whole grain. And saturated fat, which is fat that's solid at room temperature, clogs the arteries and increases blood pressure. If you lose 10% of your body fat, you'll lower the pressure on your bladder by 50%. That sounds like a great idea. Anyone have any questions, thoughts, or concerns?
I heard him say something one day. I think it was Dr. Oz anyway. I don't remember. But he said
an hour before it, before it's bedtime, go to bed.
Oh.
I don't remember when I heard that, but just saying an hour before it's bedtime, go to bed.
Okay. How much of us, how many of us are smart enough to do that?
Not very many. Only an hour after bedtime.
Yeah. Sometimes the harder you try, the higher it gets.
Yeah.
What was your third one after no enriched flour? Got sidetracked here.
Saturated fat. Clogs arteries, it increases blood pressure. It's very interesting to watch what happens with coconut oil this summer. There have been times when I've opened it and it's totally liquid. And then it gets into a, like a gelatinous form. It has yet to get totally hard again. That won't happen probably until the, until I'm putting on heat in the house.
Yeah, mine has been back and forth a bit, not as much as you're sure.
Yeah.
Let me share with y'all just a little bit. I can't, I don't have them in front of me or all the results, but just between my last year's annual blood work report and this year's annual blood work, probably last month, I had reduced my triglycerides 100 points with our healthy lifestyle diet, or eating program. I shouldn't say diet, but so I was real pleased because every one of my, all of my blood work was totally down. I think my triglycerides were still at 163, so I've got a ways to go. And, of course, on their chart they said high, but last year they were 263. So I wanted to just share that with you, that it has made a difference, and all of you have helped me, and I thank you.
Have you lowered your intake of fruits for the triglycerides?
Well, in the summertime I still have quite a bit of fruits, but I guess it's just our total, my total change with all the vegetables and fruits and different things and not the other products.
Yeah.
But I've had to really work on it because, you know, I'm a bad sugarholic. So I'm really cut and really down, and so it's really coming on down and showing all the way in all my blood work.
Wow. That's exciting, isn't it?
It really was to me. I mean, they still had a little H out there that they considered that high, but to me, I think I'm doing great. When my cholesterol used to be in the 300s or so, you know, up there, it's not now.
And I'm not taking any statin drugs.
What is your cholesterol?
I'm just doing it with my diets and exercise.
What's your cholesterol now, Mary Lou?
I don't know what it is. I don't have that in front of me, and I'm not good on remembering those figures, but it's way down, too.
Right.
It's nearly to the point that where they want it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm real pleased.
It's always good to hear. Are you feeling better?
Well, I'm feeling better, but my problem that I had with my legs back in this year was so bad that I had that cyst removed between my liver and kidney. They drained it, and I went back and had an ultrasound a week ago, and the thing's still in back up again, and so I guess that's why my legs are hurting again some. But otherwise, I mean, you know, I don't want surgery, but they may have to drain it again so that it doesn't. But they told me it might fill back up. And so it is, because now it's already to a 6x5x4, and it's between my kidney and liver on the right side. So that's, I've got to do that, but I keep trying.
On Dr. Oz, I'm looking through my notes. You need to have a healthy diet, get your emotions in balance, and fitness to have a successful weight loss. Those three things will get you where you want to be.
Well, I usually go for water exercises at least 4 times a week and walk that. So that's, well, sometimes it's 5, but I'm trying.
Basil has a lot of magnesium and can lower your blood pressure for those of you who may be struggling with blood pressure.
What did you say it was?
Basil. And so I mentioned it to my daughter, who is on BP meds, And she said, well, you don't have basil on. I said, yes, I do. It's growing outside. So she went and picked some for the guy, for the salad. The chiropractor I listened to on Saturday mentioned for arthritis pain, increase your omegas to 6,000 a day. So that would be triple what ours give us. For eczema, get rid of the irritants in the house, the food allergies. Take primrose oil or fish oil. Then he said, and this was interesting, I'd never heard it put quite this way before, every 7 to 10 years, every cell in your body is restored and renewed. So you get new cells every 7 to 10 years. Now, will the cell be healthy or not depends on what it's being fed, basically your lifestyle. So I never, you know, when I had heard that your cells, you get new cells every 7 to 10 years, I just figured they would be replaced. If it's an unhealthy cell, it would be replaced with a healthy one. Well, that's not how it works. So it depends on, he didn't quite say lifestyle, but, you know, everything that you're doing to contribute to health self or detract from health self, health is what you end up with. Anyone have any thoughts?
Makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Yesterday's Dr. Oz, I don't know if anybody watched it. First of all, a couple of days ago, he also said, if you have the flu, how many days do you think you should wait before you kiss your spouse?
Mm.
Anyone have any ideas? 7 days.
Wow.
Yeah. Of course, cough is the fastest way to spread the germs. You should wash your hands constantly. And you can use zinc oxide on a cold sore. Anyway, yesterday he had the red flags that are that age us rapidly. First one. Oh, look at your hand. Put your hand in front of you with your fingers together, and look and see is your. One of the signs of whether you're aging quickly or not is A, your ring finger is longer than your index finger, B, you have an oversized pinky toe, or C, a short thumb. Anybody know what the answer is? I knew this one, I don't know why. Ring finger longer than your index finger. And he said it doesn't affect men, it's just women. And the longer your index finger, when you spread out together, the longer your ring finger means that you have less estrogen. Exercise can help this, as do fortified dairy products. He also says if you lose 11 pounds, it cuts your risk of osteoarthritis in half. 11 pounds for echoing. Interesting. Which garment size could be a real red flag for type 2 diabetes? Underwear, bra size, or pantyhose size? Anyone?
Don't know.
Bra size. He says, if you wear D plus by 20 years old, you have 1.5 chance of getting diabetes as you get older because you have hormonally active fat in your breast, which influences insulin resistance, which is one of the reasons for type 2 diabetes. It takes 3 years off your life. Cinnamon and ginseng can lower your blood sugar. Hadn't heard about ginseng before. But we've talked about cinnamon many times on this call. If the back of your knees hurt during this bodily function, you may have deep vein thrombosis. A, passing gas. B, urinating. C, coughing and sneezing.
I would say coughing and sneezing on that.
You are very right. And he showed where they elevated the bed, including not only putting pillows under the legs, but putting bricks under the legs of the bed at the bottom to elevate the bottom of the bed. Which clothing? I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's how I found my blood clot years ago. I didn't have any redness or pain in that area, but when I coughed or sneezed, it hurt in my thigh. And
your thigh?
I went in and they slapped me in the hospital immediately. So.
Wow. Now, here they said the back of the knees hurt when you cough.
Yeah. This was the blood clot did. So.
Yeah. Wow. Which clothing size is a red flag you could develop dementia? Hat, jeans, shoe. Anyone?
Hat, maybe.
That's what the person called up said that, because her mother said that. Actually, it's jeans. It should be half of your height and no more. You're 3.5 times risk of dementia if adults in their 40s have a larger waist. Your risk of getting dementia in your 70s. So in your 40s, if your height, if your waist is more than half of your height, when you turn into your 70s, you'll have 3.5 times risk of getting dementia. It ages you 6 years. The MUFAs are good for eliminating that risk. And he recommended dark chocolate and walnuts. And you could even melt the dark chocolate and squish your walnut in it. So you get double whammy. Go ahead.
If you haven't tried that one, do it, because that one is exceptionally good.
Yeah, one of those melting machines that look wonderfully.
So what, the extra, as dark as you can get it, and just dip them in. In fact, you don't even have to have the whole thing covered, but just dip it in chocolate, lay it on a piece of wax paper, a really dark chocolate, and it to me, it's the best combination of nuts and chocolate.
It did look yummy. Which is a red flag for brain deterioration and muscle weakness? Poor balance, stiff calves, weak ankles.
Repeat that one again.
Brain deterioration and muscle weakness. Poor balance, stiff calves, weak ankles.
Poor balance, I guess.
Very good. You have a sinus cerebellum problem, which is the back of your head, causes instability and swallowing. A way to improve this is to put a book on your head and walk. You know, we remember doing that as kids. It can add 8 years to your life. Which feeling of dryness could take 2 or more years off your life? Dry skin, dry hair, dry mouth.
Dry mouth?
Yep. It can increase dental cavities and gingivitis. You can use an artificial saliva gel that didn't taste very good, according to the people who tried it. Somebody else tried it. Now, this one I've heard before, and there's a crease in your skin that it can indicate heart disease. Is it decrease between your eyes, in your chin, or on your earlobe?
Your earlobe.
Yep. It's a potential sign of heart attack, hardening of because of the hardening of the elastic fiber of the earlobe. The blood vessels there aren't what they used to be. The body responds by getting hard and begins to crack. Then he talked about the 6 worst meals because they're full of fat, sodium, calories, cholesterol, carbs. Increased cholesterol, and he had a meal there that was a pancake wrapped around, a guy sitting down for this one, sausage, egg, cheese, and they had butter on the side and some syrup on the side. Any idea how many calories might have been in that?
Wow.
973 milligrams of cholesterol.
Wow.
300 a day is what you should be getting. High calories. They had a burrito with chips and an avocado and all kinds of goodies in it. That was 1,690 calories in one burrito.
Goodness.
High salt. Fish with Parmesan cheese and spicy rice. 3,360 milligrams of salt. You should be getting no more than 2,300 a day. So, and they had a guy who... he wrote a book, I think, and he's very involved with restaurants. I forget what he does. But he said salt equals flavor, which is why when you go to culinary school, this is the first thing they teach you, salt equals flavor. And they also use it to preserve food, which is why all of the fast foods have so much salt in them. Interesting. High fat. Pepperoni and meatball pizza. Both pepperoni and meatballs. 953 grams of fat in a piece. 50 a day is your max. Can you imagine 953 grams? High carb. I had a pasta with a breaded shrimp. It was 196 grams of carbs, which is your entire day's worth of carbs. He said pasta's cheap. And you what you should do is everybody get a salad and then just split the entree. Then I had an ice cream with a brownie and sprinkles and all kinds of goodies on it and chocolate, and it had just oozing. 1,344 grams of sugar in this. 1/4 cup or scoop. I don't know what that means. Fruit would be a better choice. Or just stick with plain ice cream, I said. You know, with all that other stuff, you don't need it. Then they have 5 cures from around the world. From Japan, bitter melon. It lowers your blood sugar. You can get it at local markets for about $3.50 a pound. It's very bitter. They suggest the chopping it, and then you can fry it with tofu and herbs. I would imagine you could also saute it with other things and frying. From Polynesia, noni berry. Reduces inflammation, good for the immune system and the skin ailments. And you can get a juice or supplement in health food stores. I believe there's noni in our Viagra.
There is, I think.
Yeah.
What was the bitter melon for? Sorry.
Lowers blood sugar.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. From Tibet, China. I'm going to spell this cordyceps, C-O-R-D-Y. CEPS, most valuable Asian medicine known. It's a fungus, and it looks like sometimes when you get dried mushrooms, those long skinny things that are curled up, that's what it looked like. It invades the caterpillar, but it fights breast cancer and some other types of skin cancers. It's also a performance enhancer used by some Olympians. You can get it in pill form.
Has left the conference.
I think ostrich elderberry. It's around 100 years old, and it's an immune booster for colds and flu. You use it for colds and a sore throat. You can get it in a juice in a health food store. Malaysia. Oh, that was Austria. I'm sorry. Can't read my own writing as usual. That's for Austria. Elderberry. From Malaysia, durian, D-U-R-I-A-N. It's a bizarre fruit, and it's called stinky feet fruit. Lowers fevers, and you can get that in specialty stores.
That's the one that I got when I was in New York. I talked about, yeah.
How did it taste?
Pardon?
How did it taste?
Oh, I thought it was wonderful. It's very unusual, and I would almost start when the first time I tasted it, I thought, oh, it's going to take some acquired taste. Well, it didn't take much because I just stirred it. Well, actually, I think I put some of it in the bullet and just blended it, and it tastes like a custard.
I was going to say, it's the one, it was a fairly large-sized fruit, and you open it up, and it's kind of like a custardy, gelatin thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Much more custard than, and it looks like a, not jello look, but it definitely looks like custard.
Uh-huh.
And if you just blend it, it makes a real smooth topping.
Oh.
And so I was putting it on rice and doing a dessert that had, you know, like a, almost like a rice pudding, but wasn't really sweet because it has enough sweetness to it. Put raisins in with the rice or raisins and nuts and then, or sprinkle nuts on top of it. I served it as dessert to other people, and they, you know, it was kind of like, oh, this is different.
Uh-huh.
This is good, you know.
Uh-huh.
So about the second or third bite, and it's kind of addictive. I also used it on top of pancakes. It was really wonderful.
Was it hard to crack the nut?
Huh?
Is it kind of a hard shell?
Not that. Well, it looks like it's got covered with pyramids that are about a half inch fourth to a half inch square,
okay,
little pyramids that stick up. It's awkward to cut through it. Once you cut through it, you only need to cut it in half, and they weigh about 6 to 7 pounds, the smaller ones.
Uh-huh.
So they're large. I mean, they're, you know, football size.
Mm-hmm.
And so one will last, you know, I mean, you can do several things out of one, and there's like five major sections in it, and each section has three compartments where the fruit is, and then each piece of that, each of those sections, it looks like looks almost like an organ or something that should be live. The gal kept saying something alive is going to crawl out of that thing. And and then each of those sections has a large pit, like about, well, it's bigger than a, between an almond that's in the shell and a walnut in size. So it's very unusual. I mean, you need to do it when you've got somebody you want that's good at trying different things around, and you know, just play with it. And if you Google for recipes, there's all kinds of recipes. But it, did you say Indonesia?
Malaysia.
Malaysia. Okay, Indonesia, Malaysia. That is considered king of the fruits.
Really?
It is the top of the line.
Okay.
And it actually, when I bought mine, had a blue ribbon and an award stamp, not a decal. Actually, it was in pretty thick plastic, like a coin, like a poker chip.
Oh.
Award ribbon with that on it for, you know, king of the fruits type thing.
Interesting.
Considered extremely expensive, which, you know, in an Asian market it still wasn't. I mean, I may have paid, you know, $4 or $5 for it, but you need that much for a pineapple, too.
Yeah.
And the flavor of it is kind of like the sweetness of a, not as sweet as a pineapple, but for some reason it reminds you of a pineapple in flavor.
It probably would be good mixed with a pineapple.
I'm sure it would be.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Okay, I'm going to run through the rest of these. Three things to give you more energy. An astringent. By using an astringent on your skin, it closes the pores, and it just smells good, and it can revitalize you. Any physical activity. Try a one-minute exercise. It releases endorphins, and it gets the muscles loosened up, the chemicals back, and makes you more alert. You can do it with diet. Increase your magnesium intake. Cashews have magnesium. Two alternative treatments. Now, I was waiting for him to do something, but he had equine-assisted therapy first, which I was surprised. It can treat depression, autism, and anxiety. They bring out honesty in us, the horses do. And horses love carrots. Another one, which was really bizarre, with honeybees. The venom in the sting has an enzyme that reduces pain, especially from arthritis. After the venom goes into the skin, you pull the stinger out. They had a woman on there that they did this with. Your skin will turn red, and it doesn't hurt. They showed, you know, they stung her with the bee. She had that. This is the second one. They showed her where the first one was, and it was already turning red. And you could see, you know, the stinger goes right into her skin, and immediately something comes out of it. And then they pulled the stinger out, and they left it, you know, it continues to seep into the skin. And she turned red, and she said it didn't hurt. So those are different. The number one supplement we need to take, anyone know? Vitamin D. Now, the last time he did something like this, he mentioned the best supplement that we need to be taking was the omegas for the brain. This time he said vitamin D. It's the best source, of course, is sunlight. It helps us absorb calcium. It's good for bone health, and we should be taking 1,000 milligrams a day. So,
Danny just walked by and answered your question correct. He's proud of me.
He watched it.
What was this on, this whole thing?
This is Oz. On yesterday's program, and it was called Red Flags Your Body is Aging Too Fast.
Okay, red flags.
You know, anti-aging, plus that was the first part, actually, and then each one was a different.
I want to watch that this morning, so.
Right, yeah, it was a good one. A lot of information, obviously.
Nancy, can you figure out where
with ours. I called Nick in the other day. I needed to be, the doctor with my watering eyes told me I needed more of the fish oil with our omega-3s, you know. What do, from ours, are we just getting what we get in the women's vitamins and the DHA?
Well, yeah, we have the DHA, and when I heard from the chiropractor on Saturday say, if you have arthritis pain, go up to 6,000, I told Marty to double his, so he's up to 4. And I'll see if that makes a difference with him. But I remember also when we were in, and remember, some of your foods are going to have the omegas. When we were in Maine, Dr. Howe, when he realized Marty was going to be having the hip replacement in the spring, told him to go on the chia, and they are packed full of omegas also. He said to do 3 tablespoons a day.
All right, because I have it sitting right here at the house, so I'll just increase more to 3 tablespoons a day.
I put chia on everything. Not really, but I use it probably all day.
I was going to say flaxseed and also hemp seed have omegas as well.
Yeah.
Quite a lot.
Yep.
Black seed and what was the other one?
Hemp,
yeah.
H-E-M-P.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I have black seed too. So I'll just do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else have any final thoughts? We are past the time as usual.
A very good information, like usual.
Thanks. Last call. Well, have a great day, everybody. Enjoy the last week of summer, or at least the last week of summer month. As we move into September tomorrow.
Has left the conference.
Have a great one. We'll be back tomorrow.
Thanks
for your participation.
Bye-bye.
Bye.